Did you ever in your wildest dreams think you'd wind up as an Eagles running back after leaving the
Cowboys? I didn't. I'm definitely glad and fortunate to be here. Great organization. And I'm excited to be here. I want to thank Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and Don for taking a chance on me, Coach Kelly. The entire organization here, it's a privilege and honor to be here. I'm standing before you guys today. I'm excited about the future, and you know, I'm definitely ready to get started.
How did it all come about for you, Mark? How did, you know, leaving Dallas? I know you did talk to them a little bit, right?
I did. Obviously, Dallas, they have a special place in my heart. You know, I had an incredible 4 years there growing as a person, a man, a father, a husband, and a football player. So I can't thank the Jones enough for taking a chance on me out of coming out of Oklahoma. And Coach Garrett, unbelievable guy, unbelievable person. And the things he's taught me over the last 4 years, I hope to continue to carry on and continue to try to be great and help this organization win. And just to the players, we always miss those guys, the bond that we had through the 4 years, Jason Witten, just a lot of great relationships. And, you know, like I said, I'm excited to be here, and it's a great organization in Dallas.
So why did you leave? So with all that, why did you leave?
I felt that this was a great opportunity for me to win the Super Bowl at the end of the day. It wasn't about financial security or anything like that. Obviously, you want something that you deserve and something that is respectful. And I felt that, you know, those two things were important to me, and I was able to accomplish that here.
Do you think the Eagles have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than the Dallas Cowboys? Do I
read that right? I think the Eagles have a great chance to win the Super Bowl, and it definitely doesn't – it's not easy. So I know there's a lot of hard work that has to be done, and it's easy to stand up here and say that, but, you know, we got to go to work here very shortly.
How much did Sam Bradford coming here influence
John, let me just get this
point. You said you wanted to go to a team that could win the Super Bowl. So you think this team has a better chance than the Cowboys?
I think they have a great chance to win the Super Bowl.
How much did Sam Bradford coming here influence you, and how much has he been trying to recruit you?
A lot. Obviously, Sam's a great friend of mine. It's like a brother to me as well. And we spent some time in Oklahoma. We were roommates there. And we played a lot of great games in Norman. So it was a huge influence. Once I heard that he was getting traded here, he immediately texted me and told me, hey, jump on board. Let's go win it. And, you know, I'm excited to get back with him. He's a close friend of mine, and, you know, I'm excited to play with him again.
At the start of this, it sounded like the Eagles didn't think you'd be in their price range. At what point did this become a realistic option for you?
As soon as I got the phone call, obviously I got a phone call from Chip yesterday, and, you know, we talked about a few things, and Bill Johnson and Pat Dye, my agents, you know, they discussed with me that, you know, there's some interest here, and I obviously had interest in the team, and and from there, it kind of, you know, snowballed, and here I am.
Throughout this process, were you confident this kind of contract was out there for you?
I was confident. I was, and like I said, it definitely wasn't the biggest contract, but it was something that about this organization, about the team that caught my eye, and I felt that there was a great chance to win here, and that's what you want. You want to be in a place that has, you know, great fans. You want to be in a place that has a great coach in Chip Kelly, and you want to be in a place that you have a chance to win and be successful.
Mark, to clarify, you just said it definitely wasn't the biggest contract. Did that mean you had better offers elsewhere?
Yeah, I did. I did, yeah.
How many were better than the Eagles?
There's a couple.
So you were clearly then looking more for a place where you felt you could win a Super Bowl.
Definitely, of course.
How much did you research or talk to Chip and the coaches about the sports science, the routine here, the different things that they do compared to other teams?
Yeah, we spoke about it shortly, when we had a visit, and I'm familiar with some of the things that they do here, and it's great. It's great. It's someone who, and as Mr. Lurie, He allows Chip and the organization to do this to help the players for longevity and make them feel fresh and make them play better on Sundays. I think that's huge. As a player, I mean, I love it, and that excited me more than anything.
Speaking of that, the workload you had last year, how do you follow up on that and maintain either that pace or stay healthy?
I feel great. I feel great. I take care of my body. I work extremely hard. So I know we have Darren Sproles here. We just signed Ryan Matthews. So I know those guys will definitely, if I ever need a little break, I know they can handle the load. So I'm excited to, you know, work with those guys, and it's going to be a bright future.
What's attractive specifically about Chip and this offensive scheme for a running back?
It's the same scheme, you know, similar to what I played in Oklahoma, and I love the spread, and I love running this from the gun. And he's a smart coach, smart guy, and you know, just his effectiveness around the players. I've been able to have some short conversations with a couple of players, Malcolm Jenkins, and everyone loves him. And, you know, after Sam met him, and I got the chance to talk to Sam, and he loved him, and, you know, I'm excited to be here.
On Wednesday, I guess it was last week when McCoy was traded, was that the first time the Eagles went on your radar?
I didn't know they were interested. So even when that happened, I was just like, wow, you know, I couldn't believe it. And then once I was actually out of town, and then once I got back to Dallas, and my agent contacted me and said there was some interest there. So, I mean, I was like, hey, well, let's see if we can work something out.
You mentioned the phone call with Chip yesterday. What did you guys – he said that that was when he realized that you had real interest in coming here. What kind of things did you talk about with him?
Obviously, we talked schemes, we talked sports science, and we just talked, you know, the city. We talked about, you know, the things that he wanted to get accomplished, and we had a lot of similar interests. And he was all about winning. He was all about just being a guy. At the end of the day, he's a great coach, just being a good person, and being able to have a relationship with all the players and the staff here is something that, you know, that inspired me and that I enjoyed about him.
And now, what clicked this past season for you?
I think we had a lot of great players in Dallas. You know, it was and Dez Bryant and Jason and Tony Romo. Those are great football players. So whenever you have whenever you have those guys, you certainly get a light box at times. So you know, it's a great players, you know, on that team.
You touched on this earlier, but historically the number of carries a running back has gotten in, like you did last year, the next year is not followed up with the same production, and they run into some issues. Are you aware of that history? And, I mean, what do you need to do to avoid that?
I think I just need to continue to work hard, just kind of build my craft, you know, start back from ground zero, work on the small things, and make sure that I'm mentally and physically ready to do whatever they ask me to do. So I'm excited about the future, and I'm definitely not worried about that.
With the other backs they have here, it's kind of a tandem three running back system right now. Is that something you're open to maybe have a lot more carries with other guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how we did it at Oklahoma. That's kind of, you know, and like I said, whatever they ask me to do, I'm all for it. You know, as long as we're winning, you know, I'm not much of a stats guy or things like that. Obviously, I want to be out on the field and play as much as I can and try to help them and do certain things. And but, you know, I'm not a selfish guy, and, you know, I'm excited about the future.
Is that a little – I mean, you said that, but, you know, when you're on the field and if it's third and one and the ball goes to Darren or somebody else or Ryan, I mean, that's a spot that you were – that was you all the time last year. Is that – when you're in the moment, do you think that will be difficult at all?
Only if they don't get the first down, but but no, I think, like I said, you know, whatever, I think, you know, they have a great game plan, they have great coaches, and, you know, those guys make the decisions, and, you know, whatever they decide to do, I'll back them 100%.
You have a very small group of running backs that produced the numbers you did last year to start with another team in the division, and I know you paid your respects to the Cowboys, and you wanted to be here, but how much more incentive or emotion will that be facing them twice a year, still knowing that, you know, they let that happen, that you're not there?
You know, that's what a lot of people have been thinking. You know, I got a lot of respect for those guys there. And I approach every game the same. You know, there's not one game that I look forward to more than the other. I go out there every Sunday and try to, you know, put my heart out there and play my hardest. So it's definitely, I'm sure the emotions will be a little high, you know, during those games. But, you know, I'm excited to just get here and, you know, just start working out and get better with this team.
Bothered that the Cowboys didn't value you
more? No, I understand the business side of it. And, you know, like I said before, even before all the negotiations were going on, there's no hard feelings. And, you know, those are great people in that organization. And I'm very, very blessed to have spent 4 years there learning a lot from those guys. And, you know, some things just don't work out and just got to move on.
In the car right over here from the airport, there were choppers overhead. There's a lot of excitement in the city about you. Have you been able to sense that at all in the past 24 hours?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, like I said, I've been kind of – it's been a little whirlwind for me a little bit. I haven't ate or slept much the last couple of days, so I'm excited to get get all these things done and ironed out and ready to get back to what I do best, and that's just playing football.
When last season ended, was your sense that you were going to be back in Dallas?
I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. And obviously, you know, spending 4 years there, you would always, you know, hope to remain with the same team. But, you know, the business side of things and, one opportunity closes, another one opens. And I felt like this is a great opportunity for me, and I'm excited to be here.
Mark, did you have to give up on them, though, given that you had such a profile there and you were such a star for that team, was it hard to give up on the idea of being?
Yeah, of course. Of course it is. You know, like I said, 4 years being there, the relationships you grow throughout the years and the people you meet, and they become your family. And, I think those guys will always be my friend. Jason Garrett would always be a great friend of mine. Jason Witten, Romo, and Dez, and all those guys, it was a brotherhood there. And, you know, so those guys will never be forgotten.
There was a video today of, like, fans burning to break the Murray jersey. Did you see any of that, or what do you make of it?
I haven't, you know, and I don't take it personal. You know, I know, I'm sure, you know, their feelings are hurt. And like I said, I apologize for that. And so I'm ready to move on, and I'm glad to be a part of this organization.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.